live from The Rock. Welcome to the Brown Sports Combos podcast. My name is Samuel Ree.
My name is TJ Kim.
And I'm Ethan Jobson.
And we are here today with Senior Shayna Mehta, a concentrator in biology pursuing a career in medicine, who recently ended her career as Brown women's basketball player, ending as potentially number two in all-time scoring. Am I correct in that? That's wild. With 1,785 points coming from San Francisco International High School with several basketball and non-basketball accolades. So overall, first of all, how'd you get into basketball, Shayna?
Well, I got into basketball pretty much for my family. My family's kind of a basketball family. My dad didn't play in college, but played in high school, and then played after he graduated college with his friends. And I played a lot with my cousins, and just my family was kind of a basketball family. My dad was really into basketball and kind of brought on sports to us. I played soccer and basketball growing up, but basketball was always like the fan favorite in our household, so I ended up continuing with basketball.
Very cool. So, do you have any favorite moments that you remember from playing with the Brown basketball team?
So, I would have to say my favorite moment was during my sophomore year when we played Cornell in our last game of the season. We were, I think, tied for fourth in the Ivy League, and this is the year that the first ever Ivy League tournament happened, and we had to beat Cornell in order to get into the tournament, and I think Yale had to lose. And so the night before, and Yale ended up losing the night before, and we ended up playing Columbia and then played Cornell, drove to Cornell in Ithaca, New York, ended up winning at Cornell on their senior night. And
must have been very satisfying.
It was very satisfying, and just getting that win clinched our spot into the first ever Ivy League tournament. And going into the season, we were preseason poll ranked number 7, and we ended up getting into the tournament being number 4, so we proved a lot of people wrong. And that was probably the best moment, beating Cornell on their senior night. And I think we blew them out also. We beat them by like 30 points. And for me, I had a great game. Pretty much every shot I shot went in. So it was really fun all around. And yeah, it was a great moment.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, that sounds great. Are there any players that like inspire you, who are your favorites that you want to be like when you're on the court?
So I'm from the Bay Area, and I grew up in San Francisco, to be specific, and I was born a Warriors fan, and I have to say I am still a Warriors fan, even though a lot of people hate them. I was born a Warriors fan, so my favorite player is Steph Curry. All
right.
Coming into Brown, I chose number 30 because of Steph Curry.
Okay.
No way.
So I've been his fan, and that's the year, right when I came into Brown, that was the year that I think they won their first championship. So I was
2015?
It was 2015. So everyone was huge Warriors Steph Curry fan, so I was able to snag that number before anyone else did. And he's definitely a player I look up to and want to play like. I feel like both of us, he's not very tall. He's like 6'2 or 6'3 on paper, like maybe 6'1. I'm not sure. I'm not the tallest guard either. I'm about 5'6 and a half. And he's undersized, wasn't highly recruited coming out of high school, kind of same with me. And he was able to, like, prove everyone wrong and be an outstanding player, a really fun player to watch also. And I really look up to him. I try to shoot like him. I try to entertain the crowd like him. And I feel like I look up to him when I'm playing.
That absolutely comes through in your statistics as well. I think you're, like, a 39% three-point shooter for your career or something like that.
Maybe, yeah.
And you've got a whole bunch of, like,
yeah.
Not great,
all-time most three-point field goals for the, in a game or in a season.
You had 9 like versus Cal, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think 1 year. Last year, it's really awesome. Great to be like Steph Curry back when it was okay to like Steph Curry and the Warriors.
Like
how quickly things have changed.
Yeah.
That's why I have to say I was born a Warriors fan, right. So that people don't judge me for being like a bad bandwagon fan.
Definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. So could you talk a little bit about sort of this balance between being a student at Brown University and a D1 athlete? And on top of just being a student at Brown University, you are also pre-med and you're concentrating in biology, which are not easy tasks, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, coming in, I knew I wanted to do biology. My mom's a physician, and medicine's been in my family. My mom has a practice, and medicine's been in the family for a long time. So coming in, I knew I wanted to do both, and I knew that it would be difficult, but I think I learned a lot of lessons throughout these years of, like, time management, how to really be in a college classroom, how to really manage my time. I think everyone always talks about time management, but I think I've become really good at that through my 4 years here. And it's not an impossible task. I mean, people here help you a lot. My coaches, teammates, and everyone has helped me a lot. Like past teammates were older than me. Have just taught me how to manage both and deal with both. So it's definitely doable. And yeah.
Awesome. Would you say that balance is something that you were looking for when you were selecting colleges?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, going in, I wanted to go to a high academic school, and the Ivy League is great for that because it's Division I. Also, I want to play Division I, but also want to go to a great academic school. And the cool thing about the Ivy League is that you don't have to, for your summers are kind of off, so you can get internships.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a little less, it's not as mandatory to be here
right.
all year round. So I could explore different things, like do research, shadowing, which I have done these past couple years. And then also, the Ivy League is great where, yes, it's like one of the best schools in the country, and I couldn't ask for anything better.
So cool.
Yeah. Sorry, I just have one more question. If you had any advice to give to any prospective athletes coming to Brown or coming to an Ivy League school, like, what would you say? Because I know for pre-med, freshman year is one of the hardest years.
Yeah.
You take some really hard classes. And to do that while also being Ivy League Rookie of the Year and being a really good basketball player, like, how would you say that you managed to balance those two things and to really perform at a high level in both academics and athletics?
Just know that freshman year is tough for everyone. And I think, and you learn a lot coming, because it's so different. You're living by yourself. You're going to school with totally different people that you don't really know. I just knew that I kind of had to, like, even though some things wouldn't go well, maybe I would get a bad test grade or this or that, you just have to know that it will get easier. Like, in sophomore year, really learn how to manage your time, really learn how to live here on the East Coast, know how to live at Brown. So I would just say, like, everything might not come super naturally or super easy to you in the beginning, but just keep on pushing and just, like, have your goal set and just keep on trying because it will end up working out.
So I know that there's a documentary coming out about you.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So would you say that having Indian American identity, how has that affected your life, both, like, on the court and just in life in general?
So being Indian American women's basketball player has made me very unique because there really are not that many Division I
mm-hmm.
Indian American basketball players. Coming into Brown, I really didn't know how unique I was. But after I went on my trip to India and met a couple of the other students that went with me on my trip to India after my summer of sophomore year, they were Division I Indian women's basketball players. And it turns out, like, we were the only three, like, in a long, long time.
Wow.
I became really good friends with them. But I have now started to realize how unique and how special that is. And I've gotten a lot of, like, social media presence because of it. And someone happens to know someone was like, I want to make a documentary on her because I'm able to be successful on the court and off the court. And being Indian American is just so unique. And he wanted to make a story that inspires other Indian American women and men to play basketball because there is a love for it, but in the Indian culture, a lot of people don't know that it is possible. Like,
right.
people, the parents are always really into academics and don't really know that sports is a lifestyle possible for their kids. They don't know that sports and academics together
mm-hmm.
at a high-level institution is possible. So he wants to create something, like, inspiring for a lot of Indian American kids, but also their families to know that, like,
mm-hmm.
playing basketball is possible.
That's great. Would you say that that's something that you're cognizant of, like, while you're playing? Is that something that you carry with you with, like, any sense of responsibility with that? Or is it's sort of a different type of feeling?
I've never really thought about it
mm-hmm.
before playing. Like, yes, I knew I was Indian, but I never thought about how different I was. So, like, playing basketball, I never really think about that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't affect how I play or what I do on the court or anything like that. Yeah, because I really didn't know how different it was. Yeah.
What do you think about when you're on the court?
Honestly, I play best when I don't think about anything. I think that's, like, the number, like, for anyone playing, don't think about your shot. When I start thinking about my shot, I miss it. If I, right. Like, oh, I missed the last five. I'm going to miss the next one. So, try nothing, honestly.
That's awesome. Right.
Yeah. So, you're a senior now. Mm-hmm. You just finished your senior season.
Yeah.
What do you think has been, like, the greatest change or the most impressive or most valuable thing you've seen over the course of being here for 4 years, whether you've seen the team grow, you've seen Brown grow? What do you think of sort of, what would be your reflections kind of as you're kind of heading out?
I have seen our program grow, Brown Women's Basketball program grow. Coming in, I have four seniors that are still on the team with me that came in freshman year, and our sophomore year, we ended up making school history by going into the first ever Ivy League tournament. We had, like, right. The most preseason wins. And then my junior year, again, we had the most preseason wins in school history. My class has set a lot of records, being, like, the highest scoring class in Brown history. I've set a lot of records. A lot of my teammates have set a lot of records in Brown record books. So, I mean, I've seen the Brown women's basketball team, Brown women's basketball grow a lot, and I think we've kind of put a name on the map for us. We played Cal very tight. Maine is a great team this year, and we went to double overtime with them. So, I mean, I think throughout my 4 years, I think Brown women's basketball has become more popular.
Awesome. So, you were mentioning a trip to India that you had your sophomore year, the summer of your sophomore year. You also had this trip with Crossover Basketball.
The same trip.
That's the same trip. Could you talk about that for a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, so my freshman year, I was playing against Harvard women's basketball, Harvard, and it was at home, and there's another girl on the team, Shilpa Tamala. She was a senior and I was a freshman. And after the game, a guy, Sean J. Chandran, came up to me and was like, that was history. That was the first time two Indian-American women's basketball players have played against each other. Kind of just showed me how unique it was to be Indian. And then he was like, I run this trip called Crossover Basketball where we go to India for 3 weeks. Shilpa has been a member for 2 years, so she helped me talk me into going and told me how great it was. And Sean also did too. But we go to India for 3 weeks in Southern India, in Chennai, India, and we run camps for girls and boys in marginalized communities there, and just use basketball, the sport of basketball, as a vehicle of change to make them to make them want to stay in school and continue their education rates and have fun in school and teach them more things. And also, we went there to provide like positive role models for these kids, show them that we are Indian also, but we are able to play the sport, show them how I went with another girl who also graduated from Stanford who played basketball there. And just provide them a positive role model and teach them. There's five goals that we taught them, our five pillars that were like leadership, good communication, gender equity. Can't remember the last two right now, but just like we taught them lessons in the classroom, but also on the court to help like improve their education rates and stuff like that.
Right. How much of that would you say is stuck with you in terms of deciding what comes next for you?
I mean, I had a great, great time doing that, and I definitely want to go back to Crossover again, go mm-hmm. back to India with the program. This next summer, I can't do it because I'm going to be taking my MCAT and med school stuff, but I think my sister, mm-hmm. who's a freshman on the basketball team right now, is wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's made me really appreciate in basketball in India also and see how they, people in India do know what basketball, like you would think like it's only cricket or soccer or whatever other sports they play there, but how people do know basketball and mm-hmm. do want to play basketball. I know NBA India is having a game in October, and I've been thinking about going to that maybe with Sean, who's going to that too. So it just opened up a lot of doors for me, and it's taught me a lot.
Right.
I know in China, there's been this meteoric rise of the NBA.
Right.
Kobe Bryant is idolized there. Steph Curry is idolized there. Right. And, of course, the Chinese player, Jeremy Lin. Would you say there's a similar culture in India? is there like any one player or players who are like, you know, widely regarded as the favorite in India, or what would you think?
I don't think it's gone to the extent of China, but I think it can be. I mean, there's a billion people there, and they do enjoy playing bat. Like, they were interested, they do know the sport. I know KD went, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I think if we keep on, like, showing how great the sport of basketball is, like, going things with crossover, also, like, NBA China, and there's many other camps like that, I think basketball in India can be like China.
How much would it mean for you personally to see that happen, to see a as rapid of a growth of the sport in India and the love for that sport, for the sport there, as we've seen in other countries recently?
I mean, it would be so awesome. It would mean that, like, I feel like even though I'm just such a small person here at Brown, I feel like I made a little change to mm-hmm. help that happen, mm-hmm. and it would be so
absolutely
rewarding for me. But I think it's so possible to happen, and I think it will happen the next couple of years.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know, you know, people like LeBron have been releasing, you know, limited edition releases of their sneakers in for other countries. You know, it'd be very cool to see sort of a LeBron James sort of, you know, Indian edition.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a city, but I don't know which city it would be.
Yeah. No, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. So you mentioned briefly playing with your sister. Mm-hmm. How has that been?
So that's been fun. Also, we have an Instagram account, Brown Splash Sisters. It turns out we're the first Indian American sisters to play on the same Division I team.
Wow.
So that was fun. So everyone follow that. And it's been very fun. She's a freshman coming in, and we had four seniors and one junior and a lot of upperclassmen, so she hasn't gotten the playing time I would have hoped for and she would have hoped for. But just traveling with her, we're always roommates, just having her there, being able to talk to you whenever I want, it was really special, and mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Who's the Seth Curry and the Steph Curry between the two of you?
Well, I got number 30, so I have to say I'm Steph Curry. She's kind of the Klay Thompson.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, going forward, do you hope to stay involved with basketball beyond college ball?
I think so. I don't know what I want to do yet or how that's going to happen, but mm-hmm. I think basketball will always be a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Have no major plans yet, but I think I will still stay with basketball. Yeah, basketball will be part.
Yeah. Sorry. Going back for a minute. You mentioned how you thought that Brown basketball had really been able to give itself a much better name over the past 4 years. Do you think that that could be related, or do you think that maybe it's coinciding with sort of the increase in respect for women's sports in general over the past couple of years? I think every year the women's March Madness bracket gets more viewers and is mm-hmm. More exciting. You know, the U.S. women's soccer team is always, you know, really popular. So do you think, just curious to hear your opinion on what you think of just sort of women's sports sort of in general and how they're becoming more relevant.
No, I definitely think that has an impact on it. Also, Brown's athletic department, Brown Marketing, has done a great job to advertise our games as much as the men's games, and I feel like before women's sports and women's basketball especially didn't feel as much love from the university, but I think the past couple of years it has really increased, and I feel like we've been so supported by Brown and Brown mm-hmm. Athletics, Brown University, and like the President Paxton comes to our games, all these Dean Estes, all these, our athletic director almost comes to every single game. It's just been, we've had so much support, and I feel like it is because women's basketball is great, but also our program is growing. So it's definitely big.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have too much more myself.
So, I mean, we were going to ask you, what are your plans after Brown, but you're going to medical school,
so. I'm going to take a gap year, move back to San Francisco, and then med school in the future, hopefully.
Oh, awesome. A gap year. Any plans for the gap year? Just chill out, take a break?
Chill, maybe work at a hospital at home, travel, go to, like, India for the NBA India, like, if that's possible. Just see where, I don't know.
Going to try and catch some Warriors games at the new San Francisco.
Is that opening this year or next year?
I think it's...
This year? Yeah. I will love to try to do that.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Very cool.
Got any predictions about whether you think the Warriors can do it again this year?
I haven't been able to watch a lot of Warriors games just because they're so late and we have weird practice times and everything like that. So they probably could because they have unbelievable players, but I actually haven't been watching that much Warriors. I will start watching though during the playoffs.
Definitely, yeah.
Do you have any predictions for who's going to win the national championship in college basketball this year, in men's or women's?
Ooh.
Gut feeling's okay, top, you know.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I feel like I have to say UConn because they win it every single year, but they might get upset by Notre Dame or some other school like that. And, yeah, I have no idea for men's. Duke?
Right. Yeah, Duke is very good.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing, but I don't know.
Well, we do have a segment that we run at the end of every podcast or that's called the 2-Cent Finish. And basically, it's this... We give all of the members the space to sort of rant about whatever hot take they have for sports in general. So, do you have any piping hot takes about sports?
I could talk about our men's basketball team not making it to the Ivy League tournament and how sad I am about that.
That would be fantastic.
And how Penn ruined their season by beating Yale. Or no, Yale men's basketball ruined our men's season by losing to Penn the night before and making it a do-or-die situation between Penn and Brown. So that's my little rant. I'm really upset about that and hate Yale basketball for losing to Penn.
Well, you really got them with the 39 and 8 steals.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, I think that's all we have for today.
Yeah.
It's been a great podcast. So happy to have you here, Jaina.
Thanks for coming on.
Much.
Glad to be your first guest.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah, that's all from us at Brown Sports Convos. Remember that we are online at sportsconvos.com and Twitter at BRN Sports Convos. That's at BRN Sports Convos. We are going to try and make this podcast a little more regular going forward, and we are going to continue having events. We recently had a sports trivia night and a watch party for multiple NBA games. The Celtics made me very, very happy briefly, and made me sad again immediately after that. Brown Sports Convos is going to continue to be active on campus. We are creating a dedicated social team to creating these events, so keep an eye out on your Facebook feeds, on your Twitter feeds, on your Instagrams if I decide to post something there, and keep an eye out for that. And with that, this has been another great sports convo.
And follow Shayna, too, on her account.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Follow at Brown Splash Sisters on Instagram.
Do that. Do that very much. All right.
All right.
Thank you all so much for listening, and tune in next time.